Insights.
This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on India Energy Week 2026, Scaling Innovation in India's Integrated Energy Ecosystem. The participants are Richa Mishra, Senior Journalist, and Sonu Sood, Anchor.
India Energy Week 2026 is underway in Goa from 27th to 30th January 2026 with delegates from over 120 countries participating in policy-level and implementation-focused discussions on crucial issues related to energy security, investment, affordability, clean energy transition, and future mobility with perspectives relevant to both emerging and advanced economies. Launched in 2023, India Energy Week has evolved as a platform for international dialogue across the global energy value chain, which brings together energy ministers, top leaders, financial institutions, international organizations, technology providers, and academic institutions from across the world, reflecting India's leadership role in the dynamic global energy landscape. To help us understand the significance of India Energy Week, we have with us in the program, Senior Journalist Richa Mishra. Richa, warm welcome to you from Akashvani.
Thank you.
Richa, this India Energy Week, we would like to understand from you, what is the prime objective of organizing this in India, and are the investments, partnerships, and action in green energy transition the key focus?
India Energy Week is a new nomenclature. It's like we earlier used to have petrotech in the sector, if you recollect. So this kind of global conference has been taking place. It's not something new which is happening. There are two aspects to it. A, because today everyone acknowledges, in fact, during the India Energy Week only, the OPEC Outlook project, India as the largest driver of global energy demand. And India is today playing a very significant role in the energy space. This event, events like IEW, is critical because it positions India as a primary architect of the global energy transition rather than just a participant. By our sheer size, we become very important.
So what you're saying, that was reflected in what the Prime Minister said when he spoke about India's development in the energy sector and future prospects. Let's listen to what he said.
Sathya, India Energy Week, bahut hi kam samay mein dialogue aur action ka ek global platform bankar ubra hai. Aaj energy sector ke liye Bharat बहुत बड़े अवसरों की धरती है. भारत दुनिया की फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग मेजर इकोनॉमी है, यानी हमारे यहाँ एनर्जी प्रोडक्ट्स की डिमांड लगातार बढ़ रही है. इसके अलावा भारत दुनिया की डिमांड पूरी करने के लिए भी बेहतरीन अवसर उपलब्ध करता है.
Prime Minister just outlined how India, you know, the demand has been growing exponentially in India, and now we are one of the top 5 exporters. Can you tell us, you know, what are the policies of the government which have really made this possible? For example, the Hydrocarbon Act, what are the various policy initiatives that the government has taken that has given this push to the energy sector of our country?
Most importantly, drive has come from the top. It was the Prime Minister who, for the first time, when he had taken office for the first at one of the big energy events, had set a target for us to bring down our import dependence. And it said like this much, the target should be to bring it down. And slowly, steadily, you know, when the demand comes from the top, there is a trickle effect. So we are seeing trickle effect. On the policy front, as you mentioned, the hydrocarbon policy and others, we have been fine-tuning and making our policies for today. Instead of, you know, having a year-old policy which has not changed with times, I would say the government of the day is more receptive to the demands of the industry. They understand and are willing to go that extra mile. Because net-net, the end result is that we need growth. Energy is one area which is directly linked to our economic growth as well. It impacts our economy. So yes, it is very important for us to develop our energy space. If I may add here, you know what has happened? We're just not looking at fossil fuel now. We are looking at the entire canvas of energy. So when we say entire canvas, we're just not talking oil and gas. We are also talking green hydrogen. We are also talking solar. We are also talking wind. We're talking oil.
So how well do you think India has balanced the immediate need for energy security, especially oil and gas, to meet its growing needs? How has it balanced this with its long-term clean energy ambitions? How do you see India's progress so far in achieving committed energy transition goals, also vis-a-vis other nations?
See, one thing very significant that has happened is, the way India's diplomacy, the current geopolitical situation, we have allowed economy to be the deciding factor. It was the commerce which was deciding where we buy our oil from. It was not, political pressures or anything, pure commerce. This clearly showed our maturity, our diplomatic maturity in dealing with the situation. Now, one thing is for sure that we are heavily import dependent on fossil fuel. So to offset it or to bring it down, we have to look at our other sources. India has an advantage of having all solar, hydro, wind, biomass. Why we never talk biomass in abundance? India Energy Week is happening. In Hyderabad, we had Wings India, and there was a session on sustainable aviation fuel, SAF. And there also, it was being spoken about that why not we use agricultural waste and all to develop clean fuel. We have this in abundance. The only thing is it is not structured. So what our policy leaders have been looking at now, talking about, it's very heartening to know that we are talking all this now at least.
In fact, Prime Minister Modi, he in his address highlighted that $500 billion of investment potential exists in the energy sector while he addressed the India Energy Week. And he also talked about India's growth in the energy infrastructure. Let's listen into what the Prime Minister said.
Bharat aaj har sector mein global partnership par bahut adhik kaam kar raha hai. Main agar energy sector ki hi charcha karu. तो यहाँ एनर्जी वैल्यू चेन से जुड़े हुए अलग अलग क्षेत्रों में निवेश की बहुत संभावनाएं हैं। आप एक्सप्लोरेशन का ही क्षेत्र ले लीजिए। भारत ने अपने एक्सप्लोरेशन सेक्टर को काफी ओपन कर दिया है। आपको हमारे डीप सी एक्सप्लोरेशन से जुड़े समुद्र मंथन मिशन की भी जानकारी है। हम इस दशक के अंत तक अपने ऑयल एंड गैस सेक्टर में इन्वेस्टमेंट को $100 billion तक ले जाने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं।
So, Richard, what do you feel that this investment potential, which the Prime Minister has highlighted, and in fact, he also pointed out that India is among the top five exporters of petroleum products, supplying to over 150 countries. And we also see that we are leading the South-South cooperation in the energy sector by supplying electricity through grids to our neighboring countries. How do you see this development, which was hailed by the global participants at the India Energy Week as well?
PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan is actually the backbone for integrating the energy infrastructure with highways, railways and ports to reduce overall logistic costs. And as I said, there was a time who have been tracking it for over decades, the energy space. Today, we find that there's a complete synergy between different ministries of the government also. Now, if everyone is thinking the same, everyone is on the same page, it's a battle half won. And it's always advantage because you're not wasting your resources. You are properly utilizing it. The Prime Minister has also been talking about the natural gas ecosystem. Then you also have a clean energy architecture, which you need, the national grid. He's also, let's not forget the shipbuilding. As I said earlier also, what is more important is that we are focusing in all these aspects. And India Energy Week also saw certain agreements being inked, certain collaborations being announced, which is a very, very positive thing. The fact that India has realized what are its advantages and where it misses out and how its miss or disadvantages, it can turn into advantage. We
Absolutely.
Don't have enough oil and gas. So what we have, whether we can turn. Now, we are a big refiner. Our refined products are all over the globe now. So why not use it? And I think it's a very positive thing.
And Richa, Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, he outlined India's reforms-driven approach, including India's rapid expansion of LPG coverage, clean cooking access, and diversified energy mix. How have government efforts, you feel, ensured equitable energy access in India and affordable energy access in India? And what do you see the road forward?
Energy space in India is very, very largely government-driven. As I said earlier also, the policy makers this time are, you know, trying to create a proper balancing act. So certain programs which are for the target consumer, it has been going like for the LPG. It is going with a very dedicated and direct approach. For electricity, there is another approach which we have taken. Now we're going to have the Electricity Act also, reforms which was much awaited. So the point is that the energy is not being spoken in silos like oil and gas, power, renewable. Energy is spoken by all in totality. So, and as far as oil and gas and major reforms is concerned, we have really moved from a multi-license system to a single-lease model now. You know, the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Act 2025 is completely overhauling the sector to boost the domestic output. And, you know, faster approvals are happening. But more importantly, opening of no-go zones. There were so many restrictions earlier, yeah. You know, this is a defense area, this is that. Now, there are a lot of areas also have been opened up. Then investor protection has also been taken care of. Because, as you know, oil and gas is a very high-risk, high-stake sector. So all these things send a very positive signal to the investor.
Absolutely. And Richa, in the India Energy Week, there's an exhibition which has 11 thematic zones spanning the full spectrum of India's evolving energy ecosystem, including nuclear energy and sustainable aviation fuel. Can you tell us more about this, the advancement of technologies use in the energy sector, and what is the significance of this exhibition, thematic exhibition? Will it help forge focused partnerships and collaborations during this event, lead to more investments in the coming days?
Definitely it will lead to. It actually shows also the energy value chain and the innovations, which, I mean, like when you're talking nuclear zone, so, you know, we're talking SMRs and how safe and reliable and carbon-free power it can generate. We're talking SAF zone. We have hydrogen, biofuel, renewable, LNG ecosystem. Point which I want to get more to is the Make in India zone, you know, where MSMEs can play a critical role. Then you have an AI zone. Net zero and all is always spoken about, but these are very interesting. You have a petrochem zone. Most of the refiners are now referring to become petrochemical units. So this actually shows that how we have very well studied and we are ready for it. And yes, when we show this, we attract investments. We also attract people, larger and bigger players in the market.
Thank you so much, Richa, for this in-depth discussion and insightful discussion on India Energy Week 2026 and India's dynamic energy ecosystem and the vast opportunities going forward.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on India Energy Week 2026, Scaling Innovation in India's Integrated Energy Ecosystem. The participants were Richa Mishra, Senior Journalist, and Sonu Sood, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Insights.